Our main focus has been social media promotion, and we've also been working on trying to get our song onto as many independent Spotify playlists as possible. Kind of reach out for those smaller following playlists that have a decent amount of listens. That way we can kind of branch out to smaller niches and more of the indie rock crowd on Spotify.
And explain the process, maybe if you would, for people that don't know an awful lot about recording. There's only two of you, and you're providing all the music, all the vocals. So how many tracks typically are in play as you put a production together like this?
With most of these songs, they normally started out with just like an acoustic guitar part and kind of a vocal melody. At the time, the lyrics weren't quite in place, but we had an idea of what we wanted to sound like. And we would throw that first into our project, and then we'd throw a simple beat onto it, maybe record some bass. We went through a couple of layers of demo recordings trying to get the sound where we want it to be. And once we got it to that point, then we kind of made a perfected demo, I guess, where we actually started recording everything exactly how we had it before, but better, and just kind of sifted through and made sure that everything was how we wanted it to sound.
How would you describe your music?
So that's actually, oh man, so many people have been asking us that, and it's, I mean, the best genre I could put to our music would be indie rock and psychedelic rock, maybe a little bit of surf rock. There's a lot of different elements added, and it's a little hard to pinpoint my own genre. I've been hoping that some other people would tell us.
Now the challenge, spreading the word, correct? It's quite a job to try and get music out to the public.
It really is.
Now, do you contact, for example, some of the more independent type of radio stations to see if they might be willing to play your product?
Yeah, Jesse actually took handle on a lot of the radio station communication. He's been talking to KXP and smaller radio stations kind of all over the US. And yeah, we're waiting for feedback on those, and we're excited to see if they want to feature us. But we've been reaching out to a bunch of different people. And
What's next? Do you have another project in the works already, or do you sit back for a while and focus on this?
We're right now we're enjoying our release, and we're trying to kind of promote it, the current right now, before we start working on newer songs. But that's the goal, is to start writing some more music again. Yeah.
So one of the things I'm curious, Kalen, it's obviously here we are in the midst of a pandemic and live music performances have essentially been shut down. Where do you see yourself? I know this has been a project self-produced in your home, and you guys have worked on this and put it together and produced the album. And I know it's just you two, but Jesse was indicating earlier that there may be a time in the future when you bring in other bandmates and have more of an actual full band. Are you looking forward to doing something like that, a project like that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a big kind of downfall of what we've been doing is like, where we make all these parts and we're like, ah, we need clones of ourselves to play the stuff, like if we wanted to play it live. I think it would be really awesome to be able to be in a full band playing our music. I played a lot of our songs just like in my free time covering on acoustic, but it's just not quite the same, and having that live element would really be awesome, but time will tell.